It's quite wonderful to get to know these composers as people, and it is, of course, a great privilege. Chopin is not at all like I might have thought he would be. He's not melancholy at all. He's quite light-hearted. His conversation is bantering, and he often teases and makes little jokes. He's a very quick worker. He works far more quickly than any of the other composers. And I've also found that he's very considerate. If he's been working with me and we've got, say, 2 pages of music written out, and then he finds my concentration is waning because I'm getting tired, he winds the piece of music off quickly, so it isn't left incomplete. But then sometime later, this can be weeks or months later, he'll come along and say, well, now I'll give you the rest of such and such a piece of music. And he'll give me quite a number of bars, perhaps 2 or 3 dozen bars, but instead of this being added to the end of the music, he tells me exactly where it has to be inserted in the music. I've also found that Schubert is a very delightful person, very lovable, very modest still, and quite a gay sort of person. And he communicates very smoothly and quietly. I think Schubert is the only one of the composers who sometimes alters music just after he's given it to me. We'll be working away and suddenly he will say, stop, I don't like those last 2 bars, cross them out and I'll give you something else. All the other composers seem to have the music prepared before they bring it to me, but it's as if Schubert is still composing the music as he actually gives it to me. I remember when he dictated Moments Musicaux, after he completed it, I wondered what other people would think of it. And Liszt stepped forward and he said, that piece of music is both excellent and exquisite. And I found that a number of people agree with Liszt. And I was delighted to find Liszt so generous in his praise of another composer's music, which I understand is typical of this great soul. When Liszt first began to communicate music to me at length, he used to do so by guiding my hands over the pianoforte keyboard, rather in the same manner as automatic writing is performed. But he has changed his method now, and he usually dictates music note by note, in the same way as some of the other composers. He usually speaks in excellent English, which I think he's practiced a great deal since leaving our world. But when excited, he lapses into German. Sometimes he uses French. I can usually see Liszt quite clearly whilst he's communicating, although there are times when I hear his voice but cannot see him at all. When he offered to transmit Grubelai to me in the presence of 3 British Broadcasting Corporation officials, I felt his presence in the room at first. Then he appeared very clearly before me, looking very calm. He gave this piece of music by the process of dictation, and it was some weeks before I could play it passably well after having been given tuition by him. This turned out to be rather complicated for me to follow, as the key signature contains 6 sharps, and the time signature is 5-4 in one hand against 3-2 in the other. I was alarmed to find him attempting to communicate a piece of such a tricky nature, which appeared on paper to be disjointed. I asked him why he did not choose something more spectacular, such as a new Hungarian Rhapsody, which I thought would make a greater impression on the BBC officials. But he replied, with a little smile, that he thought the music he was giving to me would be far more impressive to them than a Hungarian Rhapsody. After I had taken down about 2 dozen bars from him, I wanted to hear what the music sounded like. On paper, it appeared to me rather strange-looking, with accidentals thrown in apparently indiscriminately, strange-looking chords. So I turned to the BBC officials and asked whether they would mind if I tried to play it over. But alas, I found I couldn't play it because I couldn't get the right rhythm. I found it quite impossible to cope with 5-4 against 3-2. One of the BBC officials then offered to play it through, and he sat down at the piano, played what we'd got so far. Then he sat back, gazing at the manuscript in front of him, and there was a hush for a few seconds, and I wondered whether he was going to say, "Well, I don't think much of that." But he turned round to me very slowly and said, "Mrs. Brown, I think you've got something here." You can imagine how relieved I was to know that the music List was dictating was actually something considered quite valuable. At first, I didn't care very much for Grubelai, but now it's grown on me, as some pieces of music can, and I think perhaps it's one of the most beautiful pieces that List has ever dictated to me or given to me. He must by now have communicated some 200 pieces of pianoforte music of various types, Hungarian rhapsodies, very complicated pieces which are difficult to play, and some which are not so difficult but are perhaps quite enchanting to listen to. But I think of all the pieces he's given me, this one is the most precious to me, especially as he so kindly communicated it in front of witnesses.